I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers in Turkey and war-ravaged Syria continue searching through frigid night, hoping to pull more survivors from the rubble. After the 7.8 magnitude earthquake early Monday killed more than 4,000 people thus far, toppled thousands of buildings, it brought even more misery to a wide region transformed by Syria's 12-year civil war and refugee crisis. The survivors cried out for help from within mountains of debris, and first responders contended with rain and snow. The White House says improved surveillance brought down the Chinese balloon off the North Carolina coast. AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
President Biden was asked why China launched the balloon.
For the Chinese.
White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the military has begun collecting debris from the balloon.
We took steps to mitigate whatever collection capability the balloon would have over our sensitive military sites. No, I'm not going to talk about what those mitigations measures were, but we did that.
The commander of U.S. Northern Command, General Glenn Van Herk, says there is a lot of debris to pick up.
More than 15 football fields by 15 football fields.
John Kirby firmly rejected China's claim the U.S. violated international law by shooting down the balloon. Ed Donahue, Washington.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to expand its combat exercises and strengthen war preparedness as he looks to escalate an already provocative run in weapons demonstrations in the face of deepening tensions with his neighbors in Washington. Kim presided over a meeting of the ruling Workers' Party Central Military Commission on Monday.